KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two people have been killed in a road accident on the N2 in Amatikulu. IPSS Medical Rescue says the driver of a truck lost control and crashed into the highway embankment this morning. Spokesperson Sam Merrick confirmed the driver and the passenger in the truck were declared dead at the scene.
N2 northbound slow lane will be obstructed to allow for recovery of the truck. Our condolences go out to the friends and family of the deceased.
NSFAS and Higher Education have launched an investigation into claims students at the eThekwini TVET College are being sexually exploited by landlords.
NSFAS will assist violated students to file charges against the perpetrators. NSFAS will take decisive action, which includes the blacklisting and termination of services of the implicated landlords.
According to the allegations that surfaced through a Sunday World report, some students who are waiting for funds from NSFAS were coerced into providing sexual favors in exchange for accommodation. Last month, videos circulating on social media showed many students sleeping on park benches or in campus offices as a result of delayed payments. The financial aid schemes, Ishmael Mnisi says, they are addressing the concerns.
On the 31st of January 2025, NSFAS released a circular to all public institutions on measures undertaken to ensure that NSFAS-funded students are registered. In respect of the 2024 outstanding allocations for NSFAS-funded students, NSFAS has requested institutions to allow registration and graduations for affected students.
There have been calls for NSFAS to address maladministration after the SIU recovered 2 billion rand in overpayments made to tertiary institutions. Anglo American has confirmed plans to demerge Anglo American Platinum in June. CEO Duncan Van Blood announced the move with a primary listing on the JSE and a secondary listing on the London Stock Exchange. Before the demerger, Anglo Platinum, which is the world's leading platinum group metals producer, will pay 16.5 billion rand in dividends. Shareholder approval will be sought at the company's annual general meeting at the end of April. And Spain international Iñaki Williams says there's no place for racist chants in football after Athletic Bilbao's game at Espanyol was paused. The winger alleged his teammate Marouane Sanadi had been targeted by some home fans in Barcelona. The referee stopped the game for around 3 minutes before a message was voiced inside the stadium. After the 1-1 draw, both clubs condemned the chants. Durban 31 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 30. The top story this hour: two people have been killed in a road accident on the N2 in Amatikulu. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.